Section 1 Chapter 2 The False Secrets. Since 1960, several texts have been proposed successively to the press as being the third secret of Fatima. Since the Vatican has taken refuge in an absolute silence, they were not expressly denied. This tended to give credence to the hypothesis of their authenticity. With the passing of time and in the light of all the historical facts we have gathered, today we can shed light on these false secrets which continue to cause prejudice against the only true one. I. The False Secret of Nuz Europa, 1963. The text of Nuz Europa, the first of the false secrets to appear, is the one which enjoyed the widest and most lasting distribution. Certain groups continue to spread it at the present hour as the authentic third secret of Fatima. Therefore we will quote at length the two articles of the German Review which made it public in 1963. The Future of Humanity in the Light of the Moscow Accord and the Revelations of the Mother of God at L.A. Salette and Fatima. In Nuz Europa of October 1, 1963, we already announced to our readers the publication of the following inquiry. Louis Emmerich was able to obtain information of the highest interest on the third part of the message of Fatima. We are able to give our readers the content of the third message of Fatima under the form, that is, an extract, in which it was presented to the diplomats of Washington, London, and Moscow. The Editor. What Nuz Europa had already forecast in 1956 to 1958, i.e. that during the years 1963 to 1965 the conclusion of accords of worldwide significance would be reached between the Anglo-Saxon countries on the one hand and the Soviet Union on the other, has become reality with the agreement of August 6, 1963, at Moscow on the cessation of all further atomic testing in the air, on land, and underwater. To date over 90 governments have signed this agreement. What is not as well known, on the other hand, is the fact that the Moscow Accord was not only a happy result of worldwide diplomacy, but also of Vatican diplomacy. In effect, it was the first time in the recent history of humanity that in the conclusion of a political agreement of worldwide significance, the participants took into account essential factors originating from religious data. Pope Paul VI permitted not only Kennedy but also Khrushchev to look at certain parts of the third message of Fatima which the Mother of God had revealed on October 13, 1917 to the little Portuguese seer Lucy. This message is so pressing that it even deeply impressed the circles employed in the conclusion of the Moscow Accord. I have done everything possible to procure for myself the original text of the third message of Fatima, but all my efforts remained futile. The Vatican has made all the arrangements for this document to remain a papal secret until a new order. However, today I am in a position to communicate to readers of Nuz Europa in all countries an extract of the content of the third secret, in the form made available in Inside Information, in diplomatic circles of Washington, London, and Moscow. This extract of the third message of Fatima was also passed on to President Kennedy, to Prime Minister Macmillan, and to Khrushchev, so as to let them study it personally. This text played a great role during the signature of the Anglo-American-Russian Accord at Moscow. The leaders of the two world political blocs were all shaken by its contents, just as were Pope Pius XII, Pope John XXIII, and Pope Paul VI. According to rumors emanating from diplomatic circles, the conclusion of the accord banning all further testing of atomic bombs was in great part the consequence of the profound impression left by the extract of the third message of Fatima on the competent diplomatic circles of Washington, London, and Moscow. Although this document is not the original text of the message of Fatima such as it was revealed on October 13, 1917 by the Mother of God to the little seer Lucy, essential points of the original are nevertheless found there. It says, "It was the 13th of October 1917. On that day, the Holy Virgin appeared for the last time to the little visionaries, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia, at the end of a series of six apparitions in all. After the manifestation of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, the Mother of God revealed a special secret message to Lucy, in which she particularly stated, 'Don't worry, dear child. I am the Mother of God speaking to you and begging you to proclaim in my name the following message to the entire world. In doing this, you will meet great hostility. But be steadfast in the faith and you will overcome this hostility. Listen, and note well what I say to you, men must become better. They must implore the remission of the sins which they have committed, and will continue to commit. You ask me for a miraculous sign so that all may understand the words in which, through you, I address mankind. This miracle which you have just seen was the great miracle of the Son. Everyone has seen it, believers and unbelievers, country and city dwellers, scholars and journalists, laymen and priests. And now, announce this in my name. A great punishment shall come to all mankind, not today as yet, nor even tomorrow, but in the second half of the 20th century. What I have already made known at La Salette through the children Melanie and Maximin, I repeat today before you. Mankind has not developed as God expected. Mankind has gone astray and has trampled underfoot the gifts which were given it. There is no order in anything. Even in the highest positions, it is Satan who governs and decides how affairs are to be conducted. He will even know how to find his way to the highest positions in the church. He will succeed in sowing confusion in the minds of the great scientists who invent arms, with which half of humanity can be destroyed in a few minutes. He will subject the leaders of the people to his power and incite them to produce enormous quantities of arms. If mankind does not refrain from wrongdoing and be converted, I shall be forced to let fall my son's arm. If those at the top, in the world and in the church, do not oppose these ways, it is I who shall do so, and I shall pray God my Father to visit his justice on mankind. God will punish men still more powerfully and harshly than he did by means of the flood, and the great and powerful will perish just as much as the small and the weak. There will also come a time of the hardest trials for the church. Cardinals will be against cardinals and bishops against bishops. Satan will put himself in their midst. In Rome, also, there will be big changes. What is rotten will fall, and what will fall must not be maintained. The church will be darkened and the world plunged into confusion. The greatest world war will happen in the second half of the 20th century. Then fire and smoke will fall from the sky, and the waters of the oceans will be turned to steam, hurling their foam towards the sky, and all that is standing will be cast down. Millions and millions of men will lose their lives from one hour to the next, and those who remain living will envy those who are dead. There will be tribulation as far as the eye can see, and misery all over the earth and desolation in every country. The time is continually approaching, the abyss is growing wider, and there is no end in sight. The good will die with the wicked, the big with the small, the princes of the church with their subjects. Satan's henchmen will then be the only sovereigns on earth. This will be a time which neither king nor emperor, cardinal nor bishop expects, but it will come, nevertheless, in accordance with my Father's plan to punish and take vengeance. Later, however, when those who survive all this are still alive, God and his glory will once more be invoked, and he will once more be served as he was, not so long ago, when the world had not yet become corrupted. I call on all true imitators of my Son, Jesus Christ, all true Christians and apostles of the latter days. The time of times is coming and the end of everything, if mankind is not converted, and if this conversion does not come from above, from the leaders of the world and the leaders of the church. But woe! Woe if this conversion does not come about, and if all remains as it is, nay, if all becomes even worse. Go, my child, and proclaim this. I shall always remain by your side to help you. I add once more that this is not the text of the original message such as the Mother of God revealed it on October 13, 1917, to the little seer Lucy, now a Carmelite, but an extract of the third message of Fatima such as is circulating this moment in diplomatic circles. I am assured that the authentic text of the message is even harsher and more overwhelming than the extract related above. However, it is not inevitable in its conclusions, because it places the conversion of humanity before its perdition. How will humanity decide? This question, before just as after, remains open. Louis Emmerich. The principal object of the Fatima message remains the state secret of the Vatican. On November 1, 1963, Nuova Europa added this additional information regarding the secret of Fatima. In the last edition of Nuova Europa, we stated formally that the text we published there of the third message of Fatima constituted only an extract of it which is known in diplomatic circles. The most important part, the quintessence of the revelations of the Mother of God, was unavailable to us. In this case it concerns words of the Holy Virgin predicting events which will take place at Rome and which will happen to the Vatican and the papacy at the dawn of D-Day, when humanity will be delivered to the divine chastisement. The passage related to it, and which forms the basis and conclusion of the third prediction of Fatima, was integrally detached from it and remains a state secret of the Vatican, until a new order is given. We know, however, what is said in the passage in question. It is related to the future of the Holy See and all the institutions attached to it. All the Vatican circles which were solicited to reveal the authentic text of this passage have categorically refused to make any kind of pronouncement on this subject. This intransigent attitude of Vatican diplomacy is the result of formal instructions emanating from Pope Paul VI, who decided that neither the wording of the third message of Fatima nor its principal part would be made accessible, for the moment, to public knowledge. Such a papal prohibition can only increase in a very considerable proportion the interest attributed, up to the present, to the affair of Fatima. At what period will the Pope judge it opportune to lift this prohibition? Nobody knows. Theoretically, this restriction can cease tomorrow, but it could equally well remain in force for a more or less long period of time. The political situation at the world level will decide, according to its favorable or unfavorable evolution. But here and now it is certain that the third message of Fatima will be communicated in full and without any omission to the entire world, when the needs and the seriousness of the hour demand it. Dr. Angelo S., Rome. What are we to think of this text? When it first appeared, it was difficult to say. A Fatima expert as competent as Father Meshes Dias Coelho saw fit to publish it in 1964, in his review Mensagem de Fatima. In 1971, he was still hesitant, and refused to reject it as completely inauthentic, for two reasons. 1. The affirmation recently made to me by an eminent cardinal, whose name we will keep secret for the moment. According to him, the text in question contains some exaggerations, which we had already noted in 1964, but fundamentally it corresponds to the truth. 2. The fact that the central nucleus of the text in question, as moreover everybody recognizes, is the prediction of a future climate of division within the Church, a prophecy which was unbelievable 8 years ago. The publication of Nuova Europa dates from 1963, but is a reality today. For several years, the fact that no denial came from Rome while this version of the Third Secret had been translated into many languages, and spread all over the world, seemed to indicate that the Vatican recognized it as having at least a certain authenticity. In fact, it seemed unthinkable and with good reason that Rome, totally heedless of the truth and of the good of souls, would allow millions of Catholics to be taken in by an imposture without reacting. Alas! As we study Cardinal Ottaviani's conference, we shall see how little concern the Vatican had for the truth, when it was a question of preventing the faithful from knowing or even guessing the true contents of the secret of Fatima. In 1976, confining himself strictly to the critical point of view, is the text proposed by Nuova Europa the text, or, as L. Emmerich claimed, an extract of the third part of the secret of Fatima, yes or no? Father Alonso adopted a categorical attitude, writing, "Nothing in this text is either true or authentic. The staggering claim that the text was communicated by the Pope to the heads of state, the historical errors it contains, the literary structure, so different from that employed in Lucy's writings, or the very ideas expressed, so absolutely foreign to those of Sister Lucy." In conclusion, Father Alonso points out that this text is a lamentable take-off on the secret of La Salette. Upon examination, we have to recognize that Father Alonso is clearly right, for these reasons. 1. The inconceivable character of the message being passed on by the Vatican. Imagine Pope Paul VI passing on to Kennedy, Macmillan, and Khrushchev a text presented as a revelation of the Blessed Virgin at Fatima, where it is a question of atomic war, to be sure, but also of a terrible crisis in the Church, which will be darkened, while Satan will find his way to the highest positions in the Church? And this, at the very moment when the Council was continuing its work in euphoric optimism. This alleged communication of extracts of the secret to the principal heads of state by the Vatican is unthinkable, given the contents of the extracts in question. Two extracts 3 to 4 times longer than the original. The text attributed to Our Lady by Nuits Europa is already 4 times as long as the second part of the authentic secret. Now Louis Emmerich states at several points that it is still only an extract of the true secret, whose most important part is still missing. This verbosity alone is enough to show us it is a fake. For we know that the authentic secret is extremely concise. Lucy tells us that she wrote it on a sheet of paper. Cardinal Ottaviani, who has read it, tells us the same thing, she wrote it on a sheet of paper. We have also given the testimony of Bishop Venancio, who before bringing it to the nuncio in Lisbon, looked through the envelope containing the manuscript of the secret. He too speaks of a paper, of a sheet of paper. It is certain that the true secret is relatively brief. Undoubtedly it is about the length of the second part, perhaps a little shorter, perhaps a little longer, but in no case could extracts from it be as long as the version of Louis Emmerich. This is a second mark of inauthenticity, which is already decisive. 3. A text which is foreign to the real secret. These supposed extracts from the third part of the secret constitute in fact a complete message, which absolutely does not square with the context of the authentic secret of July 13, 1917. It is impossible to insert it after the etc., which has to mark the beginning, and before the conclusion, already known to us, which must follow. Besides, Louis Emmerich forgot to include there the only phrase of this final secret already revealed by Sister Lucy, in Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved. For a curious plagiarism. As Father Alonso points out, it would be easy to show that the style of the supposed secret is absolutely foreign to Our Lady of Fatima's messages, and foreign also to Sister Lucy's style. However, Louis Emmerich, whose works show that he was very well versed in the study of all sorts of revelations and apparitions, true and false, had undoubtedly read Fatima, Merv il du XXe siècle by Canon Barthes, of which one sentence is repeated word for word, and attributed to Our Lady, it was the great miracle of the sun, everyone has seen it, believers and unbelievers, country and city dwellers, scholars and journalists. 5. A take-off on the secret of L.A. Salette. In effect, it would be easy to point out the passages taken textually or inspired from the secret of La Salette. Except for the explicit allusion to atomic war, all the other themes are borrowed from it, more or less skillfully adapted to the circumstances of the 20th century. 6. Proclaim in my name. The secret of secrets. Louis Emmerich seems to be unaware that on July 13, 1917, after having revealed the three secrets to Lucy and Jacinta, Francisco did not hear the words of the apparition, Our Lady told them, tell the secret to no one. Francisco, yes, you may tell him. And for the third secret, we know that this formal prohibition was not lifted until 26 years later, in 1943. Taking no account of these reliable facts, Louis Emmerich has Our Lady say, in the very process of revealing this final secret, I beg you to proclaim in my name the following message to the entire world. And now, announce this in my name. Go, my child, and proclaim this. I shall always remain by your side to help you. We recognize here the influence of the message of La Salette, which concludes with Our Lady's pressing invitation, well, my children, you will make this known to all my people. 7. An enormous blunder. In 4 places, Louis Emmerich tells us that the third secret which he quotes to us was revealed by Our Lady on October 13, 1917, after the miracle of the Dance of the Sun. The Blessed Virgin herself is supposed to have developed this argument, This miracle which you have just seen was the great miracle of the sun. Now the fact is, one, that Lucy herself did not see the miracle of the sun, all absorbed as she was, at the same moment, by the three silent visions she was contemplating in the sky. 2. That on October 13, 1917, the message was given by Our Lady during her apparition at the usual place, above the whole moke, and thus before the miracle of the sun. 3. Finally, and above all, the third secret was revealed on July 13, 1917, and not on October 13. Besides, on October 13, Our Lady's message was entirely public. It was immediately passed on by the little seers, in its entirety and on that very evening. No authentic document makes the slightest allusion to any new secret revealed by Our Lady on this October 13. 8. An author fertile in fabrications. Other writings of Louis Emmerich, the author of the Nuit Europa articles, are crawling with monstrous errors and dissuade us from giving him the slightest credit. Here is a specimen. In a chapter entitled, The Third Message of Fatima, he dares to write: "The complete document of the third revelation of Fatima, in the year 1955, sic, was personally transmitted to Pope Pius XII by Lucy, sic, being a professed religious for 18 years, sic. Three statements, three errors, quite a bit for just one sentence." When the Pope broke the seal of the package which Sister Lucy, the seer of Fatima, passed on to him, he read the first and second message with complete tranquility, but when he read the third message his hands began trembling, and a cold sweat came over his forehead. This is a complete fabrication, since we have absolutely no evidence allowing us to state that Pius XII had read the third secret. On the contrary, we have solid reasons to believe that he did not open the envelope received in 1957. A great disquiet came over him. Anxiety was imprinted on his facial features. Nervously, he placed a seal on the document of the third message of Fatima, with the order that it be presented to him again on the anniversary of the third revelation on October 13, 1960, sic. He was unable to open it again and reread it, for on October 5, 1960, 8 days before the ill-omened date of October 13, 1960, he closed his eyes forever. Is it necessary to recall that Pius XII died on October 9, 1958? Similarly, coming from other sources, details concerning the third message of Fatima are known, although they have been officially declared a state secret of the Vatican. What does the message say according to the details already known? It says that the years 1966-70 will bring a fundamental upheaval of the faith among men, and also of truth, the liberty of peoples, and the maintenance of world peace. The war of 1914-1918 will be followed by an even more important war in 1939-45, and a third war will come, whose peak will be reached in the years 1966-70, during which half of humanity will be destroyed. A double conclusion. 1. It is obvious that the text spread in 1963 by Louis Emmerich is a fake and has nothing to do with the authentic third secret of July 13, 1917. 2. However, it is not devoid of interest, because, as we shall see at the end of our inquiry, it really expressed, and in a rather striking manner, certain themes of the true secret. Is it by a fortuitous coincidence? Is it the effect of some Roman indiscretion from which the author really benefited? Is it due to the fact that Louis Emmerich was inspired by other authentic prophecies concerning the Church's future? We are unable to say. Nor is it important, because the Nuit Europa text is so unreliable in itself that we cannot prudently draw any argument from it in the development of our demonstration. 2. False news and false secrets. The third secret disappeared from the Vatican? In November, 1969, the agency Italia published sensational news, which various journals hastened to repeat. In the month of August 1969, while Pope Paul VI was resting at Castel Gandolfo, several pieces of artwork in his Vatican apartments were repainted. On this occasion, one morning a papal chamberlain noticed that a burglary had been committed in the Pope's office, a paperweight made of precious metals, the work of Benvenuto Cellini, a crucifix, and a ring had disappeared, the library had been broken into and some dossiers taken. Among these dossiers was one containing the third secret of Fatima. The Vatican vigorously denied the news of the burglary. The Italian agency, to give credence to its information, then claimed that the Vatican had appealed to the services of SID, the Italian counterintelligence agency. In 1983, Daniel Rigiu, in an unscrupulous journalistic work where monumental errors and unfounded allegations often succeed each other to the tune of 4 or 5 a page, republished this hoax in bad taste, to repeat the just expression of Father Freire. 1976, a new imposture. In November 1976, the Portuguese review O Máximo launched its first issue, claiming to reveal the third part of the secret of Fatima, the text of which had allegedly been found, get this, in a book belonging to a university professor in contact with the Vatican. This new version, whose essential part is a prophecy of atomic war whose style and gross blunders are sufficient to unmask the imposteur, is not worth taking up any more of our attention. Let us merely point out that Father Freire quotes the text and that Father Meshes Dias Coelho took the trouble to refute it in Mensagem de Fatima. Fortunately, this gross imposteur does not seem to have crossed the borders of Portugal. 1978, again, the secret of News Europa. On October 16, 1978, El Osservatore della Domenica contained a curious article signed by a Vatican prelate, Monsignor Corrado Balducci, a clerk in the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. Coming from a member of the Curia, and published in a journal of Vatican City, this article was going to set off more speculation on the subject of the third secret. These are excerpts from it, quoted by Documentation Catholique of January 7, 1979. We do not want to get lost in the many texts and so-called prophetic messages, due often to sick people, who more easily find an echo in times of discouragement and skepticism. There is, however, a text which causes us to reflect and whose authenticity seems acceptable. It is the one called The Third Secret of Fatima, 1917. The rumors had been that it would be made public in 1960, then it was thought it would be for the holy year of 1975. If it had been a question of good news, consoling things, there would have been no reason not to divulge it. Unfortunately, it seems to contain painful and very tragic predictions. Some indiscretions on this subject appeared in the press about 1963, at a moment when, it was said, this text had been brought to the knowledge of the President of the United States and the leader of the Soviet Union. It is also found in Renzo Bascira's book L.E. Profesi, from which it was reprinted by Nuova Europa, which published it at Stuttgart on October 15, 1963. True or not, I quote a few sentences from it, a great punishment shall come to all mankind, in the second half of the 20th century. There is no order in anything. Even in the highest positions, it is Satan who governs. He will succeed in sowing confusion in the minds of the great scientists who invent arms, with which half of humanity can be destroyed in a few minutes. In 1917, atomic energy was still unknown. He will have in his power the mighty who govern peoples, and he will push them to produce these weapons in great quantities. There will also come a time of the hardest trials for the Church. The greatest world war will happen in the second half of the 20th century. Millions and millions of men will envy those who are dead. Leaving it thus to the reader what judgment to make on Fatima, the author concludes on a note of optimism after the death of John Paul I, who, by his smile, gave hope and optimism to life. This article, which tended to give credence to the false secret of Nuova Europa, in fact had no other authority than the Vatican clerk, who moreover had made sure his article appeared during the interregnum between the death of John Paul I and the election of John Paul II. In other words, it is absolutely worthless. November 1980, at Fulda, did John Paul II reveal the third secret? In the last 8 years, many reviews have echoed the sensational declarations concerning the third secret which Pope John Paul II is supposed to have made during his trip to Germany, in November of 1980. The source of this information is an article in a little German review called Stimme des Glaubens. When the Holy Father was on the square of the cathedral, at Fulda in West Germany, a group of pilgrims asked him several questions on the secret of Fatima, communion in the hand, the near future, etc. One of the participants, duly identified and worthy of belief in our editorial staff, wrote a written account of this dialogue, an excerpt of which is given here. Question: what happened to the third secret of Fatima? Wasn't it supposed to be published in 1960? The Holy Father, given the gravity of its contents, so as not to encourage the worldwide power of communism to take certain steps, my predecessors in the chair of Peter preferred, out of diplomacy, to delay its publication. On the other hand, all Christians must be content with this, if it is a question of a message where it is said that the oceans will entirely flood certain parts of the earth, that from moment to moment millions of men will perish. These last expressions are borrowed from the false secret of Nuit Europa. It is really no longer the case that publication of such a secret message should be so strongly desired. Many people desire to know only out of curiosity and a taste for the sensational, but they forget that to know implies a responsibility for them. It is dangerous to want only to satisfy one's curiosity, if one is not at the same time prepared to do something, or if one is convinced that we can do nothing to prevent the misfortune predicted. At this moment the Pope took out his rosary and said, "Here is the remedy against the evil. Pray. Pray. And ask nothing more. Entrust all the rest to the Mother of God." Question: what is going to happen in the Church? The Holy Father: we have to be prepared to suffer, before long, great trials which will require of us the disposition to sacrifice even our life, and a total submission to Christ and for Christ. Through your prayers and mine, it is still possible to diminish this trial, but it is no longer possible to avert it, because only in this manner can the Church be effectively renewed. How many times has the renewal of the Church been brought about in blood? It will not be different this time. We have to be strong, to prepare ourselves, to entrust ourselves to Christ and to His Most Holy Mother, to be assiduous, very assiduous in praying the Rosary. After quoting this dialogue, Father Alonso, in his last article on the secret of Fatima, expressed the most serious reservations. He made his own the remark of Emmeran Ritter, "Anybody who knows the Holy Father's style cannot see this information as reliable." September 1981, a declaration of the Bishop of Liria. As we wait for more exhaustive information which would allow us to settle the question, Father Alonso's opinion seems the surest one to us. This is all the more so because, during a visit to Austria on September 12-13, 1981, Bishop du Amaral, the present Bishop of Liria, insisted on making a correction regarding the third secret, which undoubtedly was aimed at both the text of Nuit Europa, and the rumors concerning Pope John Paul II's alleged declarations at Fulda. The Bishop of Fatima declared, "Recently, the third part of the secret of Fatima has been used to spread alarming and catastrophic news. As the Bishop of Liria, I too examined texts of the secret presented as authentic. I read them attentively, and although I was convinced this was pure speculation, I contacted the seer Lucy, who confirmed to me that all this was an invention, and had nothing to do with the contents of the message. Thus we need not be alarmed with all these prophecies of doom, which lack authenticity. Up to the present, the secret has never been revealed, and consequently we know nothing about its contents. The message of Fatima has been studied for decades by specialists, on the basis of documents and contacts with Sister Lucy, in accordance with the competent ecclesiastical authority. As Bishop of the Diocese of Liria, to which the Sanctuary of Fatima belongs, I can state that the message is in full conformity with the Gospel and with the Magisterium of the Church, and is interpreted as a maternal warning of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother of Christ and Mother of all men. A well-kept secret." The conclusion of this quasi-exhaustive inquiry into the false texts of the third secret seems clear to us: there has been no leak. The secret has been well kept, scrupulously by Sister Lucy, although very certainly with regret. But since her hierarchical superiors imposed on her, in the name of the Pope, to keep the strictest silence on this subject, once more she manifested her heroic obedience and her humility, guaranteeing by this very fact, if there was still any need of it, the authenticity of her mission. As for the very few princes of the Church who have had the original text in their hands, and were able to read it in its complete version, we are sure of this fact for Cardinal Ottaviani and for Cardinal Ratzinger, they considered themselves bound under oath, either the ordinary oath of the Holy Office, or by a special commitment demanded by the Pope on this subject, not to say anything, I am bound by the secret, Cardinal Ottaviani stated on February 11, 1967. Probably, the only eventual indiscretions could have come only from the three popes whom we know read it, John XXIII, Paul VI, and John Paul II. Now we have every reason to believe that they kept the secret fiercely, fearfully, striving always to reveal nothing explicitly, to let nothing come through. Is this to say, with Bishop du Amaral in September 1981, that since the secret has never been revealed up to now, consequently we can know nothing about its contents? This conclusion is too hasty. For using a great number of reliable facts, we can still examine the diverse hypotheses which have been proposed, and eliminate the majority with certitude as absolutely inadequate. To make it clear in this way what the third secret does not contain is again advancing with great strides towards the discovery of what it really contains.